Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Pesei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights of the Daf series. This year is going to be on Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, as we begin the fifth parak. And the topic is, Mother May I Pass, walking in front of people while they're davening. One of the most moving and emotionally stirring stories of Navi is Avchana, the Akara, the childless woman, after 10 years of marriage and no children. After years of suffering the well-intentioned insults of her tzara Penina, who had 10 children of her own, and after hearing from Elkanah, her devoted husband, "Halo anochi tov lach me'asara banim," you are more dear to me than Penina and her 10 children, and realizing that her husband is a big tzaddik is just telling her give up, Penina runs to the Mishkan and begins an impassioned tefillah for children. It's there that she is confronted by the Kohen Gadol Eli, who first accused her of being drunk. Chana explains that, if anything, she is drunk on sorrow, not wine, and begins to explain her plight. Eli blesses her, and she has a child named Shmuel, whom she gives over to Eli to raise in the Mishkan after he turns 3. The Gemara uses many details in the story, and focuses on many of the details in the story, to outline several halachos of davening. One such example comes later in the Gemara, where Chana meets Eli a few years later, after Shmuel has grown to the point where he's about to be given over to the Mishkan, and tells him the following. Ani ha'isha, I am the woman, ha'nitzeves imcha bazeh, who is standing with you in this place. That's how she introduces herself to Eli. And the Gemara comments on Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mikan she'osr leishe besoch arba amos shel tefila. We see from here that a person is not allowed to sit within 4 amos of a person who is davening. How is this derived? So Rashi explains, "Hanitzeves imcha." What does it mean? The woman who is standing with you, mashma afhu ima ba'amida. The pasuk means when Shmuel said, when Chana says to Eli, "I am the woman who stood with you in the past when I prayed for a child." The idea of stood with you means that Eli was standing with her while Chana was davening. And that's the proof that one may not sit near one who is davening Shmon Esri. That's the first step of the equation. Where do we derive the 4 amos from? So here, Tosfos points out this is learned out from a textual anomaly. Tosfos says, Imcha, with you, mashma betoch amos. It means that you have to be within a radius of 4 amos. Mishum dichsiv, as it said, imcha malehe. Interestingly enough, in the Navi, when it mentions the word imcha, it's spelled ayin mem chav he. In almost every other place in Tanakh, when we have the word imcha or imach, it's spelled ayin mem chav sofis. Tosus tells us that the fact that it says he at that word is klomar shelo haya yoshe besoch arba amos shelo, that he was not sitting within 4 amos, ki im bachamishis. Rather, in the 5th Amma. In other words, Imcha. Imcha with the hay. And what Tosfos tells us is that had he been sitting within the 4 Amos of her, in the 5 Amos with her, or in essence 4 Amos, then he would have had to stand. Incidentally, Rashi and Tosfos have different understandings of this particular episode. According to Rashi, Eli was standing when he saw Chana davening, while Tosfos says Eli was sitting. Be as it may, the marker has been established. What I wanted to discuss is the reasoning behind the din, and different nafkaminas that come out from the different understandings. And what I wanted to do is take 2 very, very fundamentally different approaches, and then once I bring the approaches down, I wanted to show that how within the second approach, you can also branch out into different understandings of that second approach. The first approach I wanted to bring down is brought down the Meiri, who says that why can't a person sit near somebody who's davening? And the Meiri says, very simply, such behavior is mafri or disturbing to the person who davens. A person davening with Hashem, a person's time davening with Hashem is very precious. Kavanah is a precarious situation. We all know how difficult it is for us to have kavanah. It's difficult enough when you're not being distracted to sit down and to proactively disturb somebody's kavanah is definitely inappropriate. So therefore, the Meiri says that is why That is why one is not allowed to sit within a person davening. Another approach, brought down by several Rishonim, including the Shibul Halakit and the Ritva, and they say the Shekhinah is found surrounding the four sides of a person who is davening. Sitting near such a person will not only intrude on that, but is disrespectful to the Shekhinah as well. Incidentally, last year, during the initial phase of returning to shul, we saw such a phenomenon, where things were socially distant, and every chair was 6 feet, or approximately 4 amos apart. This is probably something that we could internalize from that experience, about maintaining that distance, maintaining that radius, or that when you daven, you have this whole area around you that is surrounded by Shekhinah. It's something that, all the years of going to shul, and Baruch Hashem crowding into shul, we were never able to actually see a type of manifestation of it. But in the post-COVID situation, we're able to see, especially downstairs in our shul, where we had boxes around the chairs, and each chair was measured 4 amos, or 6 feet from each other, you really got to see how this idea of the radius or the Shekhinah appears. So we see two approaches. The approach of the Meiri, which says it's distracting to the davener, versus the approach of the Ritva and the Shibole Halakit, which say that it's a disrespectful for the Shekhinah. Simple nafkamina would be, what would a nafkamina be? A simple nafkamina between the two is, what if a person sits behind a person's davening? Let's say I sit down behind a person saying Shemoneh Esrei and the person doesn't see me. So simply, according to the Meiri, that wouldn't be an issue. If the whole issue is distraction, and you come in and sit down quietly behind a person, or that, well, that might be distracting, but let's say the two of you were sitting in shul. You're running a little bit behind, the person is on time. And that person stands up to say Shemoneh Esrei, and you're sitting behind them. You remain sitting the whole time, or at least in the beginning of a Shemoneh Esrei. He's not even going to notice that you're sitting, because he's busy engrossed in his davening. In that case, that's not going to be something which disturbs the Kavanah. However, if the whole issue is disrespect to the Shekhinah, or sitting within that area, that, so to speak, force field of Shekhinah that's created when a person davens, so then Mali, if it's in front, Mali if it's the sides, Mali if it's the back. So therefore you have, again, enough community between the two, and of course we can categorize the approaches as, this according to the Meiri, this is a halacha of protecting the Kavanah of the Mispalel, versus preventing a disgrace of the Shlita. Happens to be that there are other Shlitas brought down, but from my understanding of the Sugya, I feel that these are kind of in the same, the approaches that we're going to bring down are actually kind of like different takes on the second approach of the Shekhinah. And what I mean is, the Tur in Siman Kuf Beis writes the following. It says that when a person davens, he's mekabel ol malchus shamayim. A person who sits down near him, it's almost indicating that he's not interested in being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. So you can say that what? That again, this concept of not being wanting to be mekabel malchus shamayim, that could be also a way to understand the idea of not treating the Shekhinah respectfully. If everybody is busy being mekabel the Shekhinah and you're not, that's showing the disrespect. Tosfos seems to indicate this also. Tosfos on the daf says, Mikan she'osr leishay v'dalad amal shotfila bein melfanov bein menat stadim. However, interestingly though, Tosfos does point out, Im haya osek b'kriya shema u'berichoseha l'chayotzi behem afilu yoshev shaper damim. If you're saying Shema, though, and you're being mekabel ol malchus shamayim, so then we might be able to make a chiluk. So, within this idea, let's go back again and see what we have. We have the concept of saying that this is like a pagam in the Shekhinah that's around. We also said an idea that the pagam in the Shekhinah means that you're showing the Shekhinah's here, you don't want to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Perhaps a nafgamina between those two different understandings of this concept, is it that just you're walking and you're trespassing on where the Shekhinah is, or it's showing that you don't want to become a part of it? A nafgamina could be, what if you're saying Kriya Shema? When a person is saying Kriya Shema, They are, by definition, being mekabel malchus shemayim. And because they're being mekabel malchus shemayim, so in that case, that should be okay. But if you're going to say the whole idea is being pagam in the Shechina, so then it shouldn't make a difference. Now the Taz understands this idea and takes a little bit different of an understanding. Instead of saying it's sitting there shows that a person doesn't want to be makabal machos shamayim, he explains it based on the idea of, you see, by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was greeted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the very first time. You know, the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Sneh. And at the Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Shal na'alecha mi'al reglecha, remove your shoes from your feet, ki amakum, because the place, asher atah omed alav, that you're standing on it, ad mas kodeshu. So again, there's a certain way that a person is supposed to act in a place where the Shekhinah is, in a place of holiness, and sitting in such a place would be disrespectful. Consequently, if a person is going ahead and saying Kriya Shema in a place, that would also be problematic. So let's break down some more nafkaminas between what we have. Another nafkamina we have would be, what if a person is sitting and learning Torah? Now, we know that learning with Torah has the concept of having the Shekhinah with the person. As it says the following in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yehuda Chalafta ben Dosa Ish Kfar Hanan Yomer, Asara Sheyoshvin Oskin B'Torah, if 10 people are sitting and learning, Shekhinah Shriya B'nehem, the Shekhinah dwells amongst them, and brings a pasuk. Uminayin, the Gemara, then the Mishnah continues on, Uminayin Afilu Chamisha, Hayinu with 5, Uminayin Afilu Shlosha, Hayinu about 3, Uminayin Afilu Shnayim, Hayinu even 2, and the Mishnah finally says, Uminayin Afilu Echad, Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Bechol Amokom Asher Askir Hashemi, any place that I will mention my name, Avoy Lecho Ve'Rachticha. So you see that the Shekhinah is with the person. And by learning, you have the Shekhinah with you. You create a makam kadosh also. So let's think for a second. If I'm sitting behind you, or I'm sitting near you in Shemona, and you're saying Shemona Esrei, and I'm busy learning, do I have to stand up? So again, if you're going to say the idea is you're not showing respect to the Shekhinah, well, you are showing respect to the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah is with you just as the place, right? You're there, he's there. That shouldn't really be a problem. However, if you're going to be talking about an idea of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, well, learning Torah is not a manifestation of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Yes, the Shekhinah is with you. You are engaged in holy pursuits. It's not like a violation of what the Torah says, Ki Amakom Asher Omed Sham Ad Mas Kodeshu. It's not also an idea of, not showing respect to the Malkom or the Shekhinah itself, because like the first approach, because the Shekhinah is with you. But if everybody's actively makabel machos shemayim by davening and you're not, well, in that case, that would be a lack of this, and that would be in violation of this halacha. So according to the Tours of understanding, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and sit and learn. According to the Tazes, you would. Second nafkaminab is, what if a person is sitting and davening because he's weak? Meaning, you have a person sitting in front of you who's unfortunate, say, in a wheelchair, and he's davening Shemona Esrei, he can't stand up. Do you have to stand around him or not? Well, you're sitting right next to him, or you're sitting in front of him. Do you have to stand up? So again, it all depends on the type of answers we've been giving. If we're going to be talking about the idea of distractibility, so yes, if this causes distraction, then you have to stand up. If we're talking about an idea of Shekhinah and Kedusha, so yes, Shekhinah and Kedusha do apply. And by you sitting in front of them, whether he's standing and davening, whether he's sitting and davening, there's an idea of, yes, the Shekhinah is there, you have to show respect. However, if we're going to be talking about a case of where a person is, looks like he's not being mekabel malchus shamayim, just like everybody else is, well, in this case, it doesn't look like it. Because if he's standing and davening and you're sitting, it shows that there's a lack of awareness of what's going on. And that's what we said before also, even if in terms of learning, you're learning, yeah, you bring the Shekhinah, but if he's standing in the Kabbalah Melchus Shamayim and you're not, that's showing a lack of awareness. If this person is sitting and davening, and you're sitting and learning, people aren't going to realize that you're showing that lack of awareness, and that should be okay. So those would be two nafkaminas, whether you can learn behind a person, whether a person, say, is davening in a wheelchair. Just to bring down one more reason, another reason is brought down in the name of the Bar Tanura, that we see by Bikurim. The Mishnah tells us, V'chol balamunia umanios sheb Yerushalayim. All the workers in Yerushalayim, omdim lifneihem, would stand before those who were bringing Bikurim, b'sholem b'shlomam, and they would greet them, and they would say, Achenu anshei hamakom ploni, our brothers who come from so-and-so city, basim l'shalom, behold, you have come in peace. And the Bartanua says, Afagavdin bali umanos chayavim lamo b'nei talmidi chachamim b'shar she'osim b'malachtam. That even though workers, if a Talmud Chacham passes by a worker, just stop. The worker does not have to stop his work and get up because, again, he's involved in, number one, making his livelihood, and number two, working for somebody. Mikol makom, nonetheless, how you chayavim labo b'nei mevi bikurim. Why? Dechaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That a mitzvah is very dear and showing out of respect for this reason. That's why you would stand. So it's not so much the davening, per se, or perhaps this is what the understanding is. It's not per se, when we say it's a shechina, meaning it's the idea produced by this mitzvah, it's much different. It's not the fact that the shechina is there, but it's to give honor to the person who wants to bring the shechina into the world, the person who wants to go ahead and daven. This, incidentally, is the reason why we stand at a chuppah when somebody comes, when the chassan and kala come down, because they're headed to a mitzvah. This is why we give, why we stand for Vayvarech David, according to many, because the minhag to give tzedakah at that point, and this is why we also stand the Havayos Hameis and the Bris. So in this case, let's take a look at the Nafkaminas. As far as behind a person, yes, because you want to give respect. It doesn't make a difference if you're behind or anywhere you are. As far as learning, no, we said that you stop also because you want to go ahead and have respect. And if the person is sitting, I would say that in all three cases, according to this understanding, you would have to stop. Because again, the idea is giving kavod to the person davening. What we see from here is davening is definitely not an everyday experience. It's something which, again, creates shechina around you. Not only do you get a chance to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, but it brings down spiritual energy that, to the point where it can't be transversed. It's so holy, it can't be transversed within 6 feet of a person. We also see that such a person is honored, and you stand up for him. But also we see that you have to have sensitivity to the person davening, you cannot disturb him. Tefillah is something so special to us. Let's use this halacha that we learned, and to show, use it to appreciate the tremendous gift that we have, Kol Tov.